The CDC has found that nearly 1 in 4 American adults with a past COVID-19 diagnosis has experienced a post-COVID condition that could be attributed to the illness. That adds up to a 21% increased likelihood of contracting a pulmonary embolism, heart disease, or other medical condition. Congresswoman Joyce Beatty of Ohio led a conference to discuss long COVID and the growing numbers of people with disabilities.
Nearly 1 in 4 American adults live with a disability of some kind, and that number seems to be growing. The Bureau of Labor Statistics estimates that 1.2 million more Americans identify as having a disability in 2021 compared to the previous year. As many as 7 million Americans are now dealing with long COVID and a lot of uncertainty about their future. Persons with disabilities are more likely to experience unemployment, lower wages and savings, poverty, increased cost of living, and homelessness compared to those without a disability.
Health officials say that long COVID is likely to lead to hundreds of thousands more Americans acquiring a disability and facing obstacles to work, accessing healthcare, and housing. Allie Cannington is a queer, disabled, and Jewish Oakland-based advocate.
The population has and will continue to rise. And the reality is people with disabilities are twice as likely to live in poverty. 4.5 million people rely on SSI, and you cannot afford any housing in any U.S. market with SSI. 55% of all housing discrimination is based on disability, the highest rates of discrimination experienced across any protected class. At minimum, 40% of people experiencing homelessness are disabled. 1 in 2 people turning to shelters are people with disabilities. And less than 12% of people with intellectual and developmental disabilities rent or own their own home.
Thomas Foley is executive director of the National Disability Institute. He said disabled people are 3 times less likely to have a bank account, and the disparity is even greater for people of color.
Access to bank credit follows a similar pattern. People with disabilities are 1.7 times more likely to be refused credit when they ask for it. When we look at net worth, average household net worth, again, 2019 FDIC data, average household net worth is about $84,000. Households with a disabled householder are about $14,400. And household with Black and disabled householder is $1,282 in net worth.
Foley also pointed out that asset caps for recipients of SSI haven't increased since he was in college decades ago. This is something Congresswoman Beatty and her allies are trying to change. I'm Sam Canfield, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.